another milestone. For celebration, I would go to a place where I was happy once, where it is possible to dance, three-legged, nice and slow, or out into deep winter's honest air, where love once walked, and with my stick crack open every ice-clenched puddle there. Maybe I would haunt the bakery aisle at Stop and Shop, ogle the cakes, and scare some people I don't know with my all-knowing smile. Forget the presents, my desire to divest, to simplify, to give away, and live more quietly a monk life now outstrips that old urge to acquire. So at close of day, a vagrant star might seem to twinkle loud enough to seem to ask me how it was to be here, to have come so far. I would not know how to reply. At dusk, I would walk home, not looking back, as ice grew once again on puddles, mirroring a gridlin sky.